Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Okay, today I'm talking juggling working from home during the summer. Working from home has its perks, for sure. I mean, clearly, I just came in from my workout real quick. I mean, slash walking my dog, but it feels like a workout when it's 97% humidity outside. So working from home, you know, has its perks. But honestly, when summer rolls around, you can sometimes find me secretly wishing these lazy days away. And a few years ago, I realized that I don't really want to wish away these precious days with my son. So I kind of reevaluated the way I view summer. And I'm going to share some of those ideas with you today. This is especially true for those of us mill spouses who are, you know, in remote work, which I'm so grateful that is becoming more and more prevalent so we can keep our careers going and or even just financially contribute to our families. But that also means just some more juggling. Okay, back up. I jumped in a little quickly this morning. I'm Jolene McNutt, the new six correspondent here at News at Army Wife Network. We're an organization powered by volunteers and generous sponsors like First Command. We would like to thank First Command Financial Services for sponsoring today's episode. First Command offers complimentary financial plans for active duty military E5 and up. You can visit firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you, or look them up on Facebook. You can find them at Facebook.com/First Command. I'm actually going to link to them here in a moment because we love First Command, but they're really incredible. In fact, one of the things I love most about First Command is their dedication to not only just military families and financial health, which is huge, 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 but what's even more impressive to me is that they are dedicated to hiring military spouses. They call it like they're committed to hiring military spouses and providing portable careers. So like not just, hey, you're at this duty station, we're going to hire you and you're one and done in a few years. No, they want to hire you and are willing to transport, you know, the job wherever the military takes you. So I'm going to link to their, this is a side note, they didn't ask us to do this, but because I really love what they do, I'm linking to their military spouse career page. So check that out in the links there because I think they're such an incredible organization. Okay, now that I've got that off my... Thanks for being patient with my love for First Command. They're really an amazing organization. Okay, so back to the topic. How do you do it? How do you enjoy a summer by working from home? Okay, my first recommendation is number one, adjust your perspective and your expectations, because we all know if you don't have your expectations set right, you're going to be disappointed. So I know this is a big one. By adjusting my attitude and my expectations, it turned our summer house upside down in a good way. I used to be able to work whenever, wherever, as long as I met my deadlines, which was a good and bad thing. And no longer, I just don't have that luxury right now in the job that I'm working in. And so I have scheduled shifts that are on the clock and they both offer good and bad. In one way, the old way where I was working literally anywhere at the park here and there, I was splitting my time and had constant interruptions, which means that my work was not always up to par and my parenting was not always up to par and my housekeeping was not always, I mean, it was always a fraction. I was only partially focused on one thing. So, and it became to the point where I just wasn't effective at any of those. And so honestly, I have lowered my expectations on everything during the summer: housekeeping, parenting, mothering, being a wife. I guess mothering and parenting are the same thing. I literally have lowered my expectations, except for on work, because when I sit down, I'm in work mode. But depending on the age of your children and even the number of children you have in your household, coupled with the responsibilities and requirements of your job, you might find that you need some extra help. Hire a mother's helper, such as an older child that you trust in your neighborhood, or even a regular babysitter, or maybe work when your husband is home or when the children are napping on nights or weekends. You have to get creative during the summer. During the school year, if you have school-aged children, it's easy. You send them off, you have this window, you work hard, boom, done. it's not the same during the summer. And sometimes you do just need to hire some outside help. You might also need to adjust your working hours. This is especially true with younger children who are unable to be safely left alone, even for short periods of time. That's the old work while they nap, just like I said, you know, or when your husband is home on nights or weekends. If you do happen, or spouse, if you do need childcare, I love this article that Parents.com suggested pooling childcare with other families you know. You can kind of create a sort of co-op, hiring one sitter and spreading the costs out of that one sitter. So I'm linking that there because I thought that was a really helpful article. And just to help spread the cost of childcare, because it's not, I know how it is, because you make a certain amount of money sometimes and hiring childcare just, shoop, there it goes during the summer. So it also suggested swapping childcare with a friend who also works from home. So maybe Mondays and Wednesdays, I take her children and we do fun things, which is bonus for everyone. That friend gets to enjoy some peace and quiet and hard work time. And we get to enjoy having friends to play with and activities planned. And then we swap. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, maybe she takes my child and I work. And so that to me is another really awesome idea that I think to just help get creative about childcare costs. And honestly, at the end of the day, maybe I'm wrong about saying this, but I personally don't believe that women can have it all. I think women have an extraordinary level of responsibility on their plates, and accepting that in this particular season of your life, in this particular moment, it may not look like your last moment in life, and it may not look like the one that's coming up. And for example, this summer, we're just not exploring as much as we normally do, but I've accepted that that's where we're at, and we've had to get creative. And that leads me into my next point, scheduling work and fun time. Okay, so just because I have a more rigid schedule this summer, I don't think that our summer fun is all lost. I've made the effort to sign my son up for various camps, classes, activities to make up for our lack of exploring this year. It does mean more planning, more running, and truthfully, more hassle on my part. But it also has meant that I'm not feeling responsible for my son's full engagement and entertainment. I've spread some of that responsibility out. I'm not doing it all, and that's okay. On the weeks that my son has fewer classes and activities scheduled, I've tried to make my work schedule so that I have an afternoon or even a full day off, so we're able to still hit up the local pool or go hiking or go out for ice cream in the afternoon. This helps me spend quality time with my son where my focus is on him and the activity that we're doing. I'm not divided. And that has been tremendously helpful in just the balance of our house. And like I said, some things are a little hectic and more crazy, but the fact that I'm able to spend that quality time with him is way more powerful than this fractured time that I used to spend with him. Half focused on work, half focused on switching the laundry, half focused, okay, third focused. Clearly I'm not the math genius here, but you know, split focused on all these different areas. It's also important to be present no matter what stage you're at. If you're in work mode, rock it. If you're in mom mode, then work to be present and engaged with your children. I found that trying to be both at the same time has led to a mess. I'm usually more easily angered. My son is more likely to get upset. And I find that I'm literally ineffective as both an employee and a mother. And I don't want to be ineffective at either of those. All right, next. When you're actually working, what do you do with your children? So my son is older now. And that does make a difference. That makes a huge difference in life because it has, you know, he's just a little bit more responsible and able to safely be on his own for, you know, a couple hours at a time. I mean, not on his own. I'm still in the house working, but not with my eyes on him the whole time. So just because my son's in extra camps and playdates and activities, in our house at least, it doesn't mean that they're all day activities or even every single day. And so to balance the cost of childcare and camps, plus my son's interests and engagement, and I want him to have a fun summer, I've decided to kind of mix up what I sign him up for rather than just a single blanket full summer camp. We've been able to do that because he's, like I said before, old enough to keep himself occupied and safe for a few hours. During that time when I'm working, I'm like, okay, I'm working from 1 to 4 today. My son will get an evolving list of activities and things. It's a mix of chores and activity suggestions before he's allowed to use his tablet. And honestly, that's his countdown. He knocks out his chores so he can hustle to his tablet. Do I like him on his tablet as much as he has been this summer? But that goes back to my expectations. I'm giving myself some grace. He's reading. He's got some responsibilities and chores to do. He has some other activities to check off before he gets to his tablet. And then I've learned to just give a little and offer a lot of grace to myself and to him. I love a post that Sarah Peachy, who is one of our fellow volunteers here, she's on the Army Wife Network Command Team. Sarah Peachy, she posted, and I hope she doesn't mind. I don't even know if you'll be able to see her post, but I literally love this post that she put on her Instagram account earlier this summer. It literally made my heart sing. It's such a great place to get started. If you don't have a checklist to help your children stay on track each day, and this can be used as young as, like, I would argue 4 years old, maybe a four-year-old might not be able to read the words yet, and so maybe you have to have a picture by each one, but you can help your child have, you know, have a schedule and stay on track. And it's great even if you don't work from home. This is a great thing during the summer because you have that great big day ahead of you. Sometimes breaking it up with these little ideas help make the day more approachable and manageable for both you and your children. If you don't know where to begin, so the other thing I do is for activities. If you don't know where to begin with activities to put onto that list, and so my son's list is similar to that Instagram list that I posted. Instead of doing it on a clipboard, we do it on a whiteboard, and so I change it up every day. He always has to unload the dishwasher. He always has to water the plants. He always has to play with our dog, Max. Like, there are some things that are standard on there, but then there are some things that I change up every day or every couple of days, depending on what he's got going on. Last week, it was a wood-burning project he was working on. This week, it's slime and mad matter and all sorts of, and yoga. I've got yoga added onto there. If you don't know where to start, I'm going to send you two links. So this is for younger kids. MomTrovert.com has a list of activities, 50 activities for kids. These ones are ones that worked amazing for when my son was younger. Most of them now, he's a little too old as a 10-year-old for these. And that's okay, because they evolve and change. And so I'm going to put a little bit older one from mommypoppins.com, because I like this list a lot for a little bit older kids, that I think it'll help, you know, keep your kids engaged and interested in something beyond just racing to that tablet or whatever it is, TV or whatever, as the one and only engagement ambassador there in your own house when you're working. Okay, so next, I would like to kind of switch gears and talk about kind of something that this leads into, in my opinion, but my fourth point here is helping your children be self-sufficient. This can look like making up a snack and drink station, so kids don't need to disrupt your workflow every time they get hungry. Or maybe, like we said before, using a checklist or schedule to help them break up their day. Draw them into that. Help them, you know, let them be a part of that conversation. I also help them my son be self-sufficient by rotating his craft materials, his toys, and his books. I found that even swapping toys from our living room to our son's bedroom or from our basement to our upstairs area, he's more likely to start playing with an activity or a toy and get engaged and kind of get lost in it. Unlike where they're all in their place. And yes, once again, it's a little more work. It's a little more hassle. It's a little more mess, but it also is a little bit more fun and a little bit more engagement and keeps these little brains working. And so that's just getting ready and being prepared to give your child the ability to just kind of direct their own way. And I 100% believe in the motto that it is not wrong to let your children be bored. They develop these creativity. I swear there's some kind of, I should find the research for it, but I don't have it right now. It's like developing your brain activity helps kids when they're bored. It's actually a good thing for their development. So let them be bored. Let them kind of, I mean, I give them some parameters, but then let them work within that. And that helps them be a little more self-sufficient and a little more able to be engaged on their own. Okay, my last one. We're nearing the end here. My last one is grace. Working from home during the summer is not easy. It's just not. Especially as a middle spouse when we don't have families nearby. I was lucky enough for many years to have my family nearby. And so I could work at my parents' house where grandma and grandpa were nearby and able to, you know, distract. I had nieces and nephews nearby that we could have over for a play date, which my one set, they were a little bit older, and so they were able to wrangle in my son when he was younger. We don't have that opportunity now. it was beautiful when we had it, and we just don't. And so as male spouses, it's okay that things aren't ideal. So offer yourself some grace. I know here I am a full decade, 10 years into motherhood, and I'm still my toughest critic. I'm sometimes so mean to myself, and I'm like, enough, right? Give myself some grace. I could name a list of things that I feel like I'm lacking in or falling short of or concerned for my son's future because I'm not doing enough. So for me, it's a continual offering of grace to myself and offering grace to my son. He's just 10. I can't expect him to not be drawn to his tablet, and I can't be frustrated when he's absorbed in his Minecraft or Roblox worlds or whatever the latest craze is on his tablet. That's what it is, and that's because, you know, back to that first point of lowering your expectations and just giving yourself some grace in this time, especially during summer when you have all these ideas of what summer should be, and maybe let some of that go, and maybe summer will be even better than what you could possibly imagine. If you still feel like you're struggling or you want to really dig into this more, I found this really awesome resource, which some of my ideas came from. Some of them are just my experience, but some of them came from this. StandUpLee.com has a work from home, like, lesson plan. Not lesson plan, but like a serious, it's broken down into different categories, and it'll really help you just kind of dig into some of those areas if you want to learn more. Before we finish out, I just, once again, thank you again to today's sponsor, First Command Financial Services. With 4 out of 5 of financial coaches coming from the ranks of military spouses or veterans, they're uniquely qualified to help you pursue financial security. Visit firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you. I'm posting that because I love them. Don't forget to sign up for the SITREP. Stay in the know of all things Army Wife Network. That is maybe my favorite secret weapon here at Army Wife Network. I love Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm a podcast junkie, but the SITREP is, I'm going to link to Army Wife Network so you can, armywifenetwork.com. There's like a little pop-up where you can look for the SITREP there, S-I-T. I'm just going to write it, the S-I-T-R-E-P. It's so good. It's like the secret weapon. It's so fun. If you don't have time to check Army Wife Network on a weekly basis, this is like every other week we send it to your email, and it pulls out some of our top and our best items. And so you can just get a quick snapshot. It's my favorite. And you can also find us, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. We're so glad you joined us today. Engage, educate, encourage, empower. Army Wife Network is your resource for all things military life. This is Jolene signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.